Yo, what's up? So I was started recording earlier, not that long ago, but like, and then I was recording. I didn't get far in, and then my buzzer went off. Like the mailman was ringing my buzzer because my sneakers came, and I don't want the mailman leaving that shit down in the fucking vestibule. Cause it'll get stolen by the package thief, so I had to run down and get that shit. Now I got my sneakers; they're pretty cool. They're shell toe. I had a $50 gift card for Amazon, and I don't know what to fucking get, so I just got some sweet ass Adidas, which were more than $50, but whatever, $50 off. But it's late. Not as late as yesterday. It's Saturday. Fuck it. Is it Saturday? It's Saturday. Fuck it. Yesterday was Friday. It was a weekday. So I felt bad about that. Today I don't give a shit. Just chilling. I don't run today. It's my day off. Ran 6 days in a row. Take one day off. And I am fucking killing it. I am gonna look fucking so good on Canadian television that all the Canadians are gonna fall in love with me. And then maybe they'll make me a citizen. But I would just take that. I've said that a number of times. Okay. Oh, I didn't. I don't. Hold on a second. All right. Let's get to it. News? Sure. Why not? No Trump business. That motherfucker is crazy. And I'm sick of his fucking shenanigans and bullshit. That's all I have to say about that. You might disagree. You might think they're fantastic. For the fourth time, small Kentucky town elects dog as mayor. Well, let me tell you, this dog ain't governing. Somebody else is doing the work of mayoring. When you drive into Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, you are thrust back in time. Porches are still hanging out for young guys to talk to girls. The general store is one size. Okay. Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Well, who doesn't love a dog? Let alone a mayor dog? I don't know if they're. I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but it's like, is it the same dog? Or are they electing? Is it just people nominating their pets? And you, this people are like, my pet's the best. It's just like who's got the best pet contest, and the town is just a post office and a general store. So, and well, I would nominate my cats for mayor. Not of New York, that's kind of an important job, but of this town. Pennsylvania is about to make stolen valor a crime for those who falsely pose as a service member for personal gain. That is, sure, why not? That's a fucking weird thing to do, to lie about. There's like videos of that, of like, of people. I guess it's like, here's the thing, is that a video I saw. Now, if you're like at a bar trying to get free drinks and being like, and lying, that's like, you're a piece of shit. If you, there was like one video I saw, it's like a homeless guy trying to get money on the street and saying he was a veteran. And man, that ain't cool if you're not a veteran. But homeless, I can imagine being homeless is being homeless. One of my, I'm afraid of going to jail, I'm afraid of being homeless. Those are the two. And dying. I am afraid of dying. I'm not ready to die. So, but really, like, other than dying, it's being homeless or going to jail. That's fucking... I don't think I could do either one of those things. And I can imagine being homeless makes you desperate. Now, I know there's stories of the homeless people that drive a fucking Ferrari and then beg on the street and make so much money. And I don't believe that's the case for most of the homeless people. I don't even believe those things when I hear about them. Like, oh, there was one guy, and then he drove a Mercedes, and he made all this money. It's like, dude, it's the shittiest hustle in the world, begging for money. It looks like the worst way to make money. And if you start lying and saying that you are a veteran, that's... I'm not saying it's excusable. I sort of understand if you're desperate for food or money or whatever. I know there's places to get food, but I don't know. If you're that desperate that you're living on the street and you're covering your own shit and piss and fucking whatever, and you start saying you're a fucking veteran, it's a terrible thing. But to see like somebody who has a home berate them is kind of like fucking... There's a guy that's in the military who's pissed, understandably so. He's pissed this guy's claiming to be a veteran. He's like, where'd you serve? What'd you do? Blah, blah, blah. This guy obviously didn't. And he's got... Because there's all this... If I tried to lie about that, I wouldn't know... I wouldn't be able to tell you any... There's so much... Yeah, I'd be like, I was stationed in Massachusetts in the fucking airborne. I was airborne. I wouldn't know. It's a dumb thing to try to fake. Well, it's a crime, and I guess it should be. And don't do that. And homeless people shouldn't do it either. I'm not saying that they should do it. I felt bad for this homeless guy getting berated by this, like, you know, because he's like a fucking just beat up like old homeless dude that just like weak and, you know, like real just fucked up, and this guy just like... He's like a big, strong, young dude just fucking getting on him. I just felt kind of bad for him on that. Not saying the guy shouldn't have done it, but sometimes I feel bad for the bad guy. Lazy Town actor Stefan Carl Stephenson's pancreatic cancer has reached stage 4 and has become terminal. I should have read that whole sentence first. I saw Lazy Town actor, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun story about Lazy Town, which is, like, I guess, I've seen, like, bits and pieces. It's a children's show. And I was, and now it's become, well, Stefan, we wish you the best. And, fuck. That's sad. Let's see. I think we might be... there's a lot of bad news, which I don't really want to talk about. Postal workers given police escorts to deliver on a street where they get threatened and abused. Oh. It's not good news, it's not fun news, but it's interesting. Oh, it's in the UK. What's going on in the UK that they're threatening all their... It's in Wales. Pop-ups. I'm not that concerned with the postal workers of Wales. At least they're getting police escorts. Martin Scorsese fraud trial begins next week. Remember when that guy was the worst guy and not the president? Well, that'll be fun. Hopefully he'll get the book thrown at him. I don't like that guy at all. Who likes Martin? There's people that like that guy, which I find so ridiculous. Oh, that's terrible. Dead children. No thanks. We'll suck into that. School forced to apologize after pupils told to write their own suicide notes. Why not? That sounds like an interesting project. This is that young English teacher that really wants to shake it up. He's like, I'm gonna teach these kids something. I'm gonna get through to them. They're gonna remember me. Oh, this is in London. It was part of the studies of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Big deal. Write your suicide note, kid. Quit your whining. Oh, FOMO. My cat FOMO. Really? Oh, she's scratching at me because she brought up her toy for me to play with her. She likes to play. So I got to try to play. And I can't play, read the news. I'm recording on the recorder again, the H4N, so I'm not... hopefully this sounds better than it usually does, or it had been for the past couple of weeks. I've been recording into my phone. But I can't read the news and play with her and hold the microphone. It's kind of impossible. So I guess there's really nothing else to talk about. Police searches dropped dramatically in state that legalized marijuana, of course. Everything's better with legalized marijuana. Okay, FOMO. And I gotta feed them and stuff. And it's Saturday. It's nice out. I'm gonna get out there. Got my new sneaks. I'm gonna be fucking killing it. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.